Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from our Salem Media Group flagship radio stations in Tampa, Florida, heard across America on some of America's great radio stations, and also across the Caribbean and streaming live on the Internet and satellite live around the world. Now, a special shout-out always goes to our active-duty military and veterans, and we salute our first responders, to include our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping with the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to all the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors and maintenance, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, thanks for all that you do. You can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, or on Twitter, at Captain's America, or check out our brand new website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, all totally redesigned and a whole bunch of really neat stuff over there for you to take advantage of, too. All right, to Kyle Warner, professor of politics, we go. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It would be time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, no surprise here, but most Chicago homicide victims over the past decade, 10 years, have been black, according to police data. The blacks are shooting up the blacks, and most of that violence is gang-related.
Exactly, Captain. We've seen this developing for so long, and it's just terrible. And I can't imagine, how this isn't front and center news all the time. But unfortunately, it appears the city of Chicago has gotten used to it in some way. But obviously there are things that can be done,
but
we absolutely have to stop this kind of senseless violence and death.
Here's the thing that the people in the United States don't realize. There's 15 mayors in 15 cities, all blue cities, that signed a letter that said, we don't want the feds here, right?
That's right.
Guess what? They've been there. They've been elsewhere around the country for years and years, and you might not have even known it. For example, Sarasota, the FBI's down there. Elements of the CIA works out of there in an office down there. You got the ATF down there. You got the gang task force down there. If you're all working out of the same office and whatnot, been there for years. Same thing with Fort Myers. Same thing with Naples. Okay, let me go out of state. Augusta, Georgia. Who knew about that one, right? Also, Atlanta, of course, it's a big city. Valdosta, they have an office there. Chattanooga, Tennessee, another one. I could go on, but some of these cities where they go, oh, we don't want the feds, they're already there.
Well, of course they're already there, but right now they are becoming the big cause for some of these Democrat governors, especially, I think, Governor...
But they're lying. They knew they were there to begin with.
Well, sure, but...
Jeez.
When the governor of Oregon calls federal agents the secret police. I mean, really? This is how far down we're really falling here.
Guess what I just saw flash across the TV screen in California?
What's that?
Recall Gavin Newsom. Isn't that Tom Delgado's project?
Yeah, Tom Delgado is spearheading that. And I think it's going to pick up some steam. At the very least, it's going to bring to the fore, this real need in California for real change. We absolutely cannot keep going with the monolithic, structure of government, that is simply now imposing its will upon the people, by hook or by crook. And, Tom is leading that charge. Yeah.
Well, they were on the beach, and they had a big thing up there, and they had a whole bunch of people lined up signing a petition.
That's right. I think that was in Huntington Beach.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is that I talked about this earlier, but I've got in my hands a copy of the latest Rasmussen Report's National Telephone and Online Survey that finds that 55% of likely U.S. voters think federal law enforcement officials should be used to fight the growing level of violent crime in several major cities, since the cities appear unable or unwilling to handle the problem themselves. Now, only 36% oppose this. That's a difference of 19%.
Well, right. I think so many people are trying to wrap their heads around why are the local governments, county or state local governments, why are they letting all this...
You mean why are the blue states?
That's right.
The blue cities and all that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just going to hell in a handbasket.
Because it's part of their modus operandi, Kyle. They've fallen victim to the left side, the radical... It's no longer progressive left socialist. It's radical... Communist socialist.
Well, precisely. I'm so glad that you said that. Because even we go back, so for example, in 1980, watershed election because President Reagan wins the election. There were clear choices. Those choices were based, of course, on foreign policy and taxation, these kinds of things. But we weren't afraid that Jimmy Carter was somehow anti-American or something mm-hmm. like that. But now, here we go, 40 years later, mm-hmm. there are these forces that absolutely want to be anti-American.
Did you hear and see where the colleges, and one in particular is Rutgers and a couple of other colleges, are going to follow suit, are getting rid of the traditional English language and the way the grammar is done to allow the black students who apparently cannot communicate in some cases to use their language as the language that they're going to be taught now?
Very interesting.
Holy cow. You talk about lowering the standards to make it worse. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I'm taking it away. And before we get to Kyle Warren here, I just want to remind everybody this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Relief Factor. That's Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team. And the great thing about them is when I first found out about their product some 4 years ago, I had no idea if it was going to work or not. I was really kind of at my wit's end. I had just gotten off from Mobic and Flexeril because the damn stuff made me dizzy when I wasn't supposed to be, tired when I wasn't supposed to be. And I said, I've had it. And the reason I was taking it was because of arthritis. And the arthritis, the pain sometimes was so bad that it could double me over. But here's the thing. If you're struggling with severe and nagging pain, if you've got arthritis, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, or just general muscle aches and pain in general from your everyday activities that you do, either through your job or whatever, then I want to suggest to you that you try the non-narcotic, all-natural Relief Factor and kick it off with the three-week quick start plan for $19.95. Now, I started this way, and you'll start this way. You take it the way it tells you to take it, and the pain just gradually goes away, subsides, or gets to where it's bearable. In my case, it gets to where it's bearable. Now, you go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and while you're there, take a look at the three-week quick start. There's a little tutorial there, too, that's on there, a little video from Pete and Seth, and you'll be able to find out more that way as well. So, there you go. relieffactor.com/captain. It worked for me, and hopefully it'll work for you, and it got rid of the high-paying medicine that I had to take, as well as the Aleve that I was taking by the handful. And that's not good for you either. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I thought you were going to say something.
Don't say, hey, Captain.
No, I thought you were going to say something else.
Oh, yo. What,
yeah,
what,
and the
what,
reason
what
and the reason for that is we're doing that for Steve in Thailand's notice, because he took notice of what we were saying there. Okay, Rutgers University. And folks, I wish I was making this up. I wish I was telling you something that wasn't true. But they are going to change the teaching of the English language and the way that they do things, traditional English language. And they're going to do what, Kyle?
Well, if I understand this correctly, they're going to get away from the traditional English grammar or the English, expectations of your level of writing ability, that kind of thing.
That's right. And you're going to be learning what?
Well, they're going to be, well, this is all part of what they call an anti-racist directive.
But what are you going to be learning? What's the language you're going to be talking?
Well, they're going to be incorporating what they call critical grammar into
it's
their
street
etiquette.
Talk.
Yeah.
It's street talk. That's what they're going to be teaching us. Street talk. Boy, oh, boy. You know, college is supposed to further your education and bring you up the social ladder because you become more affluent, you become more educated, right? This is going to take people and drive them back downward.
Well, one of the things is, and this has been...
I mean, this is stupid. As stupid could be, this is stupid.
Well, generally speaking, especially at college level, you're going to be having to express yourself in terms of writing and this kind of thing. And certainly in the professional world, you have to have a certain level of professionalism in writing emails and things like that. People are with their friends or talking with their family. It can be very, very informal. But if you're writing a formal paper on something, or if you're writing an email to a colleague or to a client, you have to be able to, there's just certain expectations. And so what they're trying to do is, at least with their anti-racist directives, evidently they're trying to make it such that people don't feel singled out or something like that. But you're right. By the time you get to college level, you should be able to operate in a certain mode. I had to when I was in school. You have to learn how to write. You have to learn how to make arguments. You have to, and there, as I said, there are certain expectations. But those kinds of skills carry you through life.
Well, we had the college entrance scores, okay, and we had the SATs and the PSATs, and you had to score at such and such a level to be able to get into college, period. And if you didn't do it, you didn't get into college. You might get into a community college or a business school, but you would not get into a four-year college because they looked at the scores. Well, they quit doing that.
Well, that's right. So it's beginning to, in other words, what does it mean to get into a particular school these days?
And you don't need college. That's something that these young people don't understand. You do not need college. I would encourage every young person that's out there that's a patriotic young person to join the military. Because you're not going to just be given a rifle and off to a combat area you go. It doesn't work that way. Learn a skill in the military and then come back and then get your college and expand upon your skill. And guess what? You'll be set for life.
Well, exactly. Sometimes it's not the best fit. It just depends,
right.
For college.
Hold that thought. We've got a couple of callers here. Let's take one and then go to the other. Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business.
60 seconds with Todd.
There you go. The bottom line is this. Joe Biden's a disaster, okay?
You say that every time. Try something new.
Well, I'm trying to who's the idiot in your family?
The Democrats are a disaster. Let's just go with that one, but go ahead.
I'm glad Louie Gohmert took to the floor and blasted the Democrat Party over there in the House and told them what the Democrat Party's really about, okay? Look at North Carolina. How could you vote where Franklin and Billy Graham come for a Democrat? How can you vote for a Democrat in Pennsylvania? How could you vote for a Democrat in Michigan with Donald Trump? How could you vote for these people? Look at Gavin Newsom. He's shutting businesses down. This is like China running California. It's a disgrace. So ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump has kept his word. Okay, your Republican may not be good. I understand Mitt Romney's a Democrat. I told you John Kasich was a Democrat.
Okay, wrap it up.
The bottom line is this. We're standing with Donald Trump. We're standing with the Republican Party. And we're getting rid of Obamacare. And we're saving the country. Let's get to work.
All right, thank you very much, Todd. We appreciate that. Okay, caller number two. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Robert in Atlanta.
Hello, Robert. How are you?
Fine. What we're talking about, I think I said we were talking about our school curriculums.
Right.
This started in the 1980s, and I think your guest might bring this out. It was a call, it happened in the great state of Georgia. It was called Empowered Learning Curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we pulled our, anything, when you hear the word empowered, that's a key word for communism.
Yeah.
But this is what happened. That's why we pulled our child out of into homeschooling.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to bring it out to you that this is what curriculum is being taught in our government schools.
I got you. I got you.
All right, buddy. Bye.
Thank you very much. Okay. And Kyle, what he said is absolutely true. And I remember when they did it, it was Bill Clinton's Education Department.
Well, sure. And again, I don't know what the rub is against the English language at this point, but that's...
Wait a minute. Hold on. It wasn't Bill Clinton's Education Department. It was under H.W., George H.W. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. And, you know, I remember a while back there was a book, but it was based on the Bible, but it was in what they called Ebonics at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's one way of, especially if you're trying to reach people with, for example, if you're trying to reach people with the gospel, you're trying to communicate on using something that's going to be much more accessible, for example. And that's a good thing. But if you're trying to simply eradicate the standards that people are going to have to use in their life skills, in their professional life, well, that may be a disservice to them.
Yeah, and folks, again, I can't make this stuff up. Here's Virginia Governor Northam, who signed a bill allowing illegals to drive, but guess what? On the bill, attached to the bill that was removed, was being able to vote in state elections. They got rid of it.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? California, the East.
Exactly right.
All right. Tell us how to hear your show, my friend.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you on the weekend edition.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. And again, lots more coming your way. I got to do a military and veterans news segment. Now, we do have some interesting things developing on the military front, and we'll get to that tonight. And then more about what's going on in the Gulf with the storm coming to Texas.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The nation got another dose of bad economic news as the number of laid-off workers seeking jobless benefits rose for the first time since late March, intensifying concerns that the resurgence of the coronavirus is stalling or even reversing economic recovery. On top of that, the extra $600 in weekly unemployment benefits provided by the federal government on top of whatever assistance states provide is set to expire on July 31st. More than 1.4 million people applied for jobless benefits last week, the Labor Department said, up from 1.3 million the previous week. And that's the first increase since March and the 18th straight week that it has topped 1 million. Before the pandemic, applications had never in history exceeded 700,000. Congress is continuing to negotiate another aid package that could extend the extra unemployment support, though likely less than the 600 being given now. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Indeed, it is time for our first military and veterans news segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. You can find out more about the National Aviation Academy by visiting their website at naa.edu or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more and schedule an appointment and take the tour at one of their two locations. Here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations to serve you, two campuses. They have one in Concord, Mass., which is just outside the city of Boston. They have another one down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And I would encourage everybody to take a tour at one of their locations and see what they're all about. You're talking about a career that's going to last you a lifetime. You're going to make a lot of money doing it. And guess what? You're going to be a very, very, very happy camper. So, the number to call is 800-659-2080. The website to look at is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And remember, not only can you work in the United States, but you can go to work overseas for an overseas carrier, or you can go to work for the government through a government contractor and work on military aircraft around the country as well and around the world. So that's 800-659-2080. And the website again, naa.edu. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Well, there were two efforts to cut the defense bill led by Senator Bernie Sanders in the Senate. It didn't work. Congress went two for two, swatting down measures to slash the national security budget by some $74 billion, rejecting a proposal by Senator Bernie Sanders, who wanted to take that money and redirect it towards domestic needs. Yep, sure, right. I think we all know how that would have worked. And after a series of explosions and a 1,200-degree inferno damaged 11 of the amphibious assault ship Bonhom Richard's 14 decks, according to a summary to the damage by the U.S. Navy's top officer for inspection. Now, think about this. 14 levels, decks they call it, on this ship, and 11 of them were pretty much gutted by fire. That means having to start over, big time. It's going to be like rebuilding the ship from scratch. We'll see how that goes. Now, lawmakers in the coming days are expected to hear more details of President Donald Trump's plan to withdraw thousands of U.S. troops from bases in Germany. But a key Senate leader is already offering his support for the plan. And what they're talking about doing is sending more troops to Poland and sending more troops into the northern area, up towards possibly Finland or Norway, because of the new threat that we have up there from the Soviets. And then again, there's always over in the Pacific where we're gearing up for whatever's going to happen with the Chinese. Now, semper supra is the expression for always above. It's now the official motto, and it represents our role in establishing, maintaining, and preserving U.S. freedom of operations in the space domain. That coming from the Space Force. And I think that's pretty neat. By the way, the Space Force yesterday, we told you, was taking the ranks of the Navy. They were going to use naval ranks for their ranks. Now, American and Russian troops are interacting with each other almost every day in Syria. This we were told by Major General Kenneth Ekman, who's the deputy commander of the Combined Joint Task Force Operation Inherent Resolve. Now, so far, there hasn't been any confrontations, but they have interacted with each other professionally, not contentious, according to the general. And that's a good thing. Also, the Navy is now on higher alert in the Black Sea during the Sea Breeze exercise, but so far there's been no run-ins with the Russian Navy. The commander of a U.S. destroyer is on higher alert due to Russian presence in the Black Sea during the ongoing Sea Breeze exercise. And a top admiral decided to send a Navy aircraft carrier to Vietnam. He approved the decision, which resulted in a coronavirus outbreak on the ship, you might remember. And the move met travel and health recommendations at the time. But I don't think anybody's going to be going to Vietnam anytime soon in the not-too-distant future. In addition, cracks may be emerging in the so-called military alliance between South Korea and the U.S., stoking worries in Seoul that the Trump administration is looking at withdrawing troops from the peninsula. Well, they're looking to withdraw troops from anywhere, to be honest with you. That's a goal of the president this year, and we'll see what happens. Now, have you heard of the term Talibanization? Well, it's now feared in the African Sahel as European forces are stepping up their presence and reliance on the U.S. French President Emmanuel Macron recently sat down with the leaders of the five Sahel countries of Africa to declare a dubious success against jihadist terrorist groups in the region. But, of course, now everybody wants the help of the U.S. Now, does anybody remember the retired Colonel Kathy Splitstoffer? Well, she wasn't able to stop the Joint Chiefs Vice Chairman General John Hyten from being confirmed. But she's not done with them yet, because now she's going to bring a civil lawsuit against him. Well, I guess that's her prerogative, but I think it's just a waste of time and a waste of money, but what do I know? By the way, the combatant commanders want the Reaper to stay. That's the drone, the Reaper. These days, it's rare that American military operations around the world end in bloody battles with scores of casualties, and part of it's because of drones like the Reaper. Now, the Department of Defense also wants better batteries for its warfighters and is partnering with NanoGraph to help develop them. We'll see what happens with the batteries. Might be a good thing, might not be. Depends on whether or not they get what they want. By the way, the number two American military officer, Air Force General John Hyten, says the Pentagon must do more to create a diverse force and also must deal with the rising problem of sexual misconduct by looking for answers outside the military. All right. And the Senate Armed Services Committee has set an open hearing for July 30th for retired Brigadier General Anthony Tata, who is now President Donald Trump's embattled pick for the Pentagon's top policy job, but that won't be the first time the committee gathers to hear from the nominee. Don't know what's going to happen there, but it's going to be interesting. And the killing of Army Specialist Vanessa Guillen will be examined next week during a House hearing designed to review sexual harassment and assault in the military and what led to the disappearance and death of the soldier in the first place at Fort Hood, Texas. Obviously, for those of you that haven't paid attention, you probably don't know, the person that was accused of killing her and burying her in her grave killed himself after getting into a gunfight with authorities that had come to arrest him. They also arrested his girlfriend, I might add, who also was implicated in all of this. But anyway, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll across the overnight radio hours at the speed of your radio dial. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And she's listening to us up there in Carrollton, Georgia, on her favorite radio station, which is 1330 WLBB, just up the road a tad bit from our friends at Fort Benning, Georgia. Hey, hooah! Out there, everybody at Fort Benning. All right, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you, as always, by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Stop on by, find out why they're the number one truck stop chain in the country. And here we go with MOA.
What you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. What you gonna do? Do you wanna get out? What you gonna do? You wanna get out? What you gonna do? You wanna get out? Tell me.
Don't wanna dance by standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance by standing on the wall?
Get your back up off the wall.
Well, I heard all the people.
in.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
If you really want it.
Well, I'm not going to stand on the wall. I'm going to get going with the weather because we got some things to talk about here right now. Let's take a look at what's going on across the country. Out there in the west, the northwest, we've got a fire threat advisory in Washington State, central Washington State right now. Moving on down into Arizona, which is our next problem spot. By Tucson, we've got some rain, some flash flood watches and warnings down in there. Also, when you get up into Wyoming, we've got some fire watches, not warnings, watches up in Wyoming. We do have an area of very warm weather, scorching hot weather, if you will, up along the North Dakota and Minnesota border, pretty much from Minot down to just about Fargo in North Dakota. It also goes down into South Dakota, these high heat advisories, and over into the western part and southern central part of Minnesota, down into the northwestern corner of Iowa, and the northern part of Nebraska, where temperatures are, heat indexes are going to be approaching 100 degrees or more. Now, that's pretty much what the weather looks like for the country, except for down in Texas. Now, we've got a brand new tropical storm since we met yesterday. This is called Hannah. Tropical depression is no longer depression, it's tropical storm Hannah. Now, this storm is probably going to intensify. Now, it's moving very slowly. It has slowed down, which means it's starting to build up a little bit more pizzazz, if you will. It's located about 360 miles east-southeast of Corpus Christi, Texas, right now. Now, maximum sustained winds are at 40 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 65. The center of the storm goes out about 35 miles. It's a small, compact storm, but the rain goes out further than that. Now, from about Houston all the way down to the Rio Grande, down in Brownsville, you've got a tropical storm warning. Now, this tropical storm warning doesn't mean that you're going to have the full effects of a tropical storm, but you certainly are going to have, and this is going to be a big-time rainmaker by the looks of it. We've got rain that in the lower areas will cause a lot of flooding. By the way, there will be rain in Louisiana as well across to East Texas. And I will tell you that if you're in a low-lying area, you just might want to pay attention to what's going on. Now, this is going to be one of these storms that could be a surprise a storm in terms of what it's going to do, because it is intensifying and it is moving slowly. And it's got plenty of time to work its way up into a pretty good-sized tropical storm, or maybe even a Category 1 hurricane, which I doubt at that time. It doesn't even say anything about hurricane here. But what it does say is rainfall. Rainfall is expected to be 3 to 5 inches of rain with isolated maximum totals of 10 to 12 inches through Monday. This will be an all-weekend event along the Gulf Coast of the United States from Louisiana to South Texas. And the inland island areas of the Mexican states of Coachella, Bueno León, and northern Tamaulipas. Now, this rain could result in life-threatening floods, flooding, flash floods, rapid rises in small streams, and isolated minor to moderate river flooding, too. So the water is going to be the problem with Hannah. So pay attention to the weather forecast. And if you're in a low-lying area and it tells you to get out, well, get out. Don't argue with them. Don't challenge them. Don't nothing. Get out. You don't want to be caught in a storm. And then, of course, next week, probably Monday, we'll be talking about Gonzalo and what's going to happen there. That is a storm that looks like it's going to dissipate a bit. As far as how much, we don't know. All right, and now let's go back to the telephone lines, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Morning.
An interesting thing has developed in light of all of this stuff with our federal agents that are going around to these cities where they're having problems. So I might add they're all blue cities. And that is the fact that we're hearing that the DAs in a couple of these areas are saying, well, we're going to arrest the federal agents if they decide to set foot in our city. Well, I don't know if they know it, but a lot of these guys are already there, and they're there on regular assignment. And places like Philadelphia, places like Baltimore, places like Sarasota, places like Fort Myers, they have a regular contingent there made up of various federal agents, and they've been there, and nobody's bothering anybody.
Well, not only that, but, I mean, there are federal people in almost every single major city across the country that do several other things, and that includes Bureau of Land Management, Fish and Wildlife, Parks and Recreation, so, I mean, not Parks and Recreation, but U.S. Parks, so, you know, it's ridiculous. And some of these courthouse buildings are large enough that they house other federal offices. It's not just for, you know, a federal seat of justice.
Yeah, and I don't know where we're going to go with all of this because, again, last night was pretty rough in Portland. The mayor decided to get down on the street and mix it up with the people and try to calm things down, and he didn't calm anything down. Matter of fact, they told him to resign. They told him to get the hell out of there, and then he wound up being gassed.
Well, he was part of – he wasn't purposely gassed. He just
right.
was part of the crowd that got tear gassed.
That's right, because they were being unruly. And he was part of the reason. He was part of the reason. Gotta love it. Gotta love it.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
So what are we going to do, Coach? What do we do now?
Well, I hope for sure that this time that DHS is working with maybe some contractors and or the FBI, and we've got some people in the crowd. So we can, get a little bit closer on some identities and looking a little bit deeper here at these protests.
Hold that thought. I'm absolutely positively sure that we do because of the people I've talked to. They've told me that they believe there are people there. So we'll find out. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.